You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Darisumi Bankole. It's Thursday, February 20th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern's Advisory Committee on Investment Responsibility, or ACIR, has officially relaunched with a new vision. In its first public meeting of the year, the committee, originally created in 2016 and reestablished last spring, outlined updates to its structure and processes. ACIR serves as a bridge between the NU community and the Board of Trustees on investment responsibility issues with new policies emphasizing transparency, neutrality, and broader student participation. Proposals must meet board-approved criteria before endorsement, and the next ACIR meeting is set for May. In Evanston news, local representatives are weighing in on Governor J.B. Pritzker's newly proposed $55.2 billion state budget, with Evanston officials largely expressing support. While the proposal includes no new taxes and increases school and pension funding, some progressive policies remain unaddressed. Lawmakers are now reviewing the details before finalizing the budget. In Illinois news, AP News reported Governor J.B. Pritzker is set to endorse screen-free schools in his upcoming budget address, supporting a national push to ban cell phones in classrooms. Proposed legislation would require school districts to create phone-free policies by the 2026 to 2027 school year, while ensuring secure storage options. The plan aims to boost student focus, reduce social media exposure, and support mental health, while still allowing exceptions for emergencies and special needs. In national news, AP News reported the IRS is set to lay off approximately 7,000 probationary employees nationwide starting Thursday, primarily affecting compliance workers responsible for enforcing tax laws. The move aligns with the Trump administration's push to reduce the federal workforce. While the IRS employs around 90,000 people, plans are also in place to reassign some workers to the Department of Homeland Security for immigration enforcement. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Darisumi Bankole. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.